It is Tech Tuesday. Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, joins me this morning. Morning, Agent Meister.
Morning, Bill.
All right, Windows 10. Let me start there. I kind of was surprised when this announcement came through. You know, Apple does something. It's a big stage presentation. The media is all there. Microsoft, it's like they fax out a news release. They kind of keep this thing quiet. Windows 10, what do we know?
Well, the Microsoft actually did have an hour-long presentation, which they showed off their upcoming Windows 10. It's due out sometime next year, mid to late 2015. You know, a lot of people are wondering about the name itself, Windows 10. You know, why they're really skipping from Windows 8 to straight to 10. A lot of speculation, really, more just the fact that it is such a big update and all their plans for kind of unifying all their platforms. That's why they decided to skip to that number. One of the big things that a lot of people, of course, noticed when they look at the screenshots is that the start menu is going to be back. It is going to be a little bit more of a kind of a combination of everything that they've learned from Windows 7 and Windows 8. You're going to have that common Windows start menu that you're used to, but it will have options for those people who really do like the live tiles, those little tiles that can actually, from the start screen, that can update with things like your weather and other information. You can actually combine those in there so you can actually have up-to-date information every time you click on that start menu.
What are you hearing about different venues, different ways to use this thing? Will it go on a smartphone?
Well, one of the things that they're actually going to do is they're kind of unifying all those platforms. So their Windows Phone platform, the obviously you have desktops, you have tablets, you have your laptops. They want to make it so that it's actually possible for somebody to create an app to go into the Microsoft Store that'll actually run across all their devices. So you download, say, a word processing program, and then you immediately have it across your phone, your tablet, and your laptop. They also want to make it so that, for example, now there's a lot of those really popular 2-in-1 devices like the Microsoft Surface. Those devices where it starts out as a laptop with the keyboard and screen, and then you can separate that screen and use it as a tablet. They're calling that Continuum, where what happens is that the Windows will actually change the interface automatically so that when you're using it in laptop mode, it's a little bit more similar to what people are used to with Windows 7, but then you separate that screen and it goes into automatically into that touch interface that looks a little bit more like that start menu for Windows 8.
I understand that a lot of this is marketing, but it is October of 2014. We're talking about a system not here till the end of 2015. So they'll keep a buzz out there. There'll probably be stories about some trials where they're still working out some of the kinks and all over the next year.
Well, it's important to remember that it's not just, you know, the marketing in it. There is actually a real reason for having the actual demo versions out now, and that's really for enterprise. When it comes to companies, when they're trying to decide, you know, what new computers they're going to be buying, a lot of times they're actually making their decisions for what computers they're buying for not just this year, but next year and usually 2 or 3 years down the line. Your average IT guy at a large organization, they have to actually figure out what they're going to buy ahead of time. So this gives them a little bit of lead time to see what's coming out so they can start making those decisions now, as well as get that software so they can start testing it now with their internal tools, just because, you know, most businesses are going to move a little bit slower in terms of what they are going to upgrade or not upgrade to.
So for CapEx, if the IT people are walking around saying, hey, we need this and that for the new Windows system, you know what they're talking about at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Hey, got about 30 seconds. Apple's got an event coming up soon as well, trying to goose the iPad a bit, I guess?
Thursday, Apple does have another announcement event. A lot of people are suspecting new iPads. There's pretty much we won't find out until Apple actually makes announcements. But there's also other possibilities, everything from updates to their actual MacBooks, as well as other things. Everything you can hear everything from Apple TVs all the way up to, you know, new things for those actual iPads. So unfortunately, we won't find out until Thursday. But just like everything else, I'm sure you'll hear about it on just about every news channel.
And what you know, you'll tell us, especially through Twitter. People can follow you, right?
Yeah, I'm actually on Twitter as Agent3012. And, of course, you can follow Geek Squad on both Facebook, Twitter, and even Google+.
Agent Derek Meister. Thank you, pal.
Thank you.